is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I want to speak from that theme, dry bones in the valley. Can I get a witness? Dry bones in the valley. You see, the writer of our text this morning was Ezekiel, who was a prophet in exile. He was not at home. Isn't that right? He was in Babylon at the time. And with him was the children of Israel who had been carried away in captivity. Isn't that right? These dry bones represent the terrible and sinful state of the household of faith while in captivity. They had stopped singing the songs of Zion. Many of them were no longer turning toward the east, as was Daniel, and praying three times a day. Many of them had fallen in with their captors and had taken on their sinful and idolatrous ways. Isn't that right? God was not happy with the way his children were conducting themselves. God was not happy because they had left their first love. They had left the teachings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They now were feeling sorry for themselves and thinking that there was no hope for them. Hopelessness is a terrible stage to be in. When all else is gone, you ought to still have hope. Amen. And when hope is dim, you ought to hope against hope. Can I get a witness? But these children, as they are referred to, had stopped hoping. And they were in a terrible condition. We have to be aware of the similarity of that to the day. Many times in our churches, we have allowed sin to carry us out into a valley. A valley of apathy. A valley of sin. A valley of not caring. The church is something. It has been bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. The church is not a Masonic hall with a worshipful master in charge. The church is not a fraternity with a pole mark or a basileus in charge. The church is not an organization that elects presidents and vice presidents. The church is an organism, meaning that it is alive. And it has structure as appointed by God. The church. And we get away from the structure. Has as its head a preacher. And as his helpers, deacons. The church has structure to it. Take charge of the flock in which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Is that in the book? The church has structure. But the church many times try to take on the structure of AT&T, where there is a board of directors with the chairman serving. Once the church takes on that form of structure, my brothers and sisters, it has left the Bible. It has left the Word of God. And these folk had left the Word of God. There are many folk in the church that don't want to hear the Word of God. Can I get a witness? You try to introduce the Word of God, they don't want to hear it. That folk in the church would rather talk about money than talk about Jesus. Boy, you're not going to pray with me. Can I get a witness? There are folk in the church that would rather talk about structure than talk about going to heaven. Can I get a witness? When is the last time you had a conversation with somebody that you know that is in the church of the living God, and that conversation was on heaven or hell? Think back in your mind. When was that conversation based on trying to be more Christ-like? When was that conversation based on trying to do what the Lord said do? I tell you that the church, my brothers and sisters, has gone out into a valley. And the church, in many instances, has become bleached from the hot sun rays of unrighteousness. Church would rather talk to you about bake sales than living bread. Can I get a witness? The church would rather talk to you about fashion shows than fashioning their life after Jesus. The church, I tell you, needs to take an x-ray. An x-ray looks inside. while a mirror only looks at the outside.
Amen.
The church needs to see herself as others see her. There's a young African gentleman that has been filming these choirs and has been coming, and he's doing a dissertation on the black church. And he said to me on yesterday that in his thesis he had put down that the black church was a social organization, until he heard me the other Sunday say that it was not a social organization, although it engaged in social activity. The world sees the church as a social organization. It sees the church being concerned more about clothes than Christ. Can I get a witness? The world sees the church being more concerned about automobiles, isn't that right, than going to heaven. The world sees the church and hears the church talking about everything but bringing somebody else to Christ. No sinner should be able to come to church and sit through the service and feel comfortable and leave that church feeling snug. The church is supposed to make sinners uncomfortable. And that service should be geared around, come ye that love the Lord and let your joy be known.
Yeah.
Join in the song of sweet accord while thus around the throne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The church ought to be engaged, and come ye out from among them and be also separated. The church ought to be saying that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. In our church, we're more concerned about getting somebody's phone number than we are whether they've been born again. Oh, you're not going to pray with me. The church is not a meeting place to carry on low-life activities. The church is a place where the redeemed of the Lord come up to praise and worship God.
Yes.
Writer said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sinners sit beside you, don't know whether you've been saved or not. You don't say amen. You don't say preach. Folks shouting, you never take out your pocket handkerchief. Eyes never get cloudy. Don't never squirm in your seat. Don't never bow your head. Don't never witness to the Lord. It's impossible to stick your hand in fire and don't make some sort of utterance. Fire burns. Fire is hot. And Jeremiah said it's just like what? Fire where? Shut up. Help me, Holy Ghost. The church has gone out into a valley of dry bones. But the church, the Lord said to the preacher, I want you to prophesy to the church now. I want you to prophesy to God's folk. I don't want you to fuss at them. I don't want you to accuse them. I don't want you to judge them. All I want you to do is say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. They don't need to hear the word of President Reagan. They don't need to hear the word of the NAACP. All they need to hear is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
There's something in God's word that'll draw them.
Yes.
Writer said heaven and earth will pass away,
yes,
but my word,
yes,
will stand forever.
Yes.
Amen.
Just tell them to hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
You don't need to go out and write you a text. You don't need to come back with homiletics and hermeneutics. All you need to say to them is hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
If they will hear the word of the Lord,
yes,
they will leave their evil and wicked ways.
Yes.
They will turn to the Lord.
Yes.
If you will preach to them.
Yes.
Son of man, when your position is challenged, preach the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Son of man, when your leadership is challenged, preach the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Son of man, when you are pulled down, preach the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Son of man, when folk don't want to hear you, preach the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Son of man, when doors are slammed in your face,
yes,
preach the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Son of man, when you're talked about, preach the word of the Lord.
Yes.
If you will preach God's word, something will happen. Ezekiel said, I was carried in the spirit out into a valley. This was not just an ordinary valley. This valley looked like a battle had been fought, and that all of the bodies were left on top of the ground. And the wind and the rain and the sun had decayed the flesh, the muscles, from these bones. There was nothing now in this valley but bones. Well, how were the bones? Were they together like a skeleton you see in an anatomy class? No. Said the bones were what? Scattered. But then suspicion leaves. When the church gets plugged in, folk will start shouting and praising God. When the church gets plugged in to the power source. They were disconnected. Whenever you're disconnected, you're weak. Take my fingers on my hand. You can take them one at a time and bend them back and lead me all over this city. Because my fingers are separated. They're disconnected from the whole. But let me connect them up together. And let me bend them forward and bring them in and wrap my thumb around it, which represents God. Now, see what can you do with that? When you become connected, you become a force that can move things in the name of Jesus. But as long as you are separated, ain't nothing gonna happen. Oh, I know I'm right about it. They were disconnected. Said unto them another thing about them. Well, they were very dry. They weren't just dry. They were very dry. When it doesn't rain for 3 months, it's dry. But when it doesn't rain for 9 months, it's very dry. These bones were very dry. They were in such a despicable condition that it was doubtful even by the man of God whether they could be helped. Sometimes we wonder whether there's any any help for the Christian church today as it operates in society. The Lord said to him, Son of man, can can these bones live? In other words, I want to know, can these bones ever be made a power source again? With a toe bone way over here, and a leg bone way over here, with a shoulder bone way over here, and with a head bone way over here. I'm glad that Ezekiel had enough sense not to try to answer that question, but he put it back to God and said, "Oh Lord, God, thou knowest.
Yes, yes.
You know whether they can live or not.
Yes.
It's not my job to make bones live. It is not my job to make folk do right. It is not my job to make folk act right." Well, God gave him a job description. He said, "Preach the word." When the preacher learned that his job in times of spiritual unrest is just to preach the word every time he comes to the pulpit, preach God's word like the world is coming to an end. He said, "Preach in season and out of season." I heard old man Paul tell Timothy, "But there will come a time when men will not endure sound doctrine, but they will turn to other teachers having itching ears." But you just preach the word of God. I can imagine in my mind, yeah, the prophet said, "What am I going to preach about? Am I to preach about the metatarsals and the metacarpals?" But I heard him say, "No, you preach the word of God. And then tell them, oh ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." That's all I want you to do. Is every time you stand before this audience, tell the bones, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And if you do what I tell you to do, I'll take over from there. And I'll make everything all right. And the preacher stood in the midst of that valley and cried out in a loud voice. Well, you don't hear me. Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And sometime it seemed like ain't nothing happening. And no matter sometimes how hard you preach, you can't see no effect of your preaching. But just keep on and tell them, oh, you don't hear me. Ye dry bones, yeah, the word of the Lord. After a while, said a toe bone moved over in one corner, and another toe bone moved over in another corner, and foot bones that used to dance to the world music came together and began to shout the Lord's Prayer. We need a shouting church. Leg bones that walked the pathways of sin began walking up the King's Highway. You can't serve two masters. You got to choose. Knee bones that used to kneel around the crap tables in Babylon, now they were kneeling in prayer. For I heard him said, every knee must bow and every tongue shall confess. We need a praying church. Hip
bones and thigh bones came together. The thigh bone is the support bone or the cornerstone of the church. Every church needs strong members that will stand in a time of storm. Though the wind may blow of confusion, though lightning of misunderstanding, that old strong member will just stand there and wait on the Lord. Yeah, the hip bone is joined to the thigh bone. The hip bone is the pivot bone. It allows you to turn to the left and turn to the right without ever moving your feet, without ever getting out of the path. Sometimes you turn to the left. Sometimes in the church, you'll turn to the right. But you ought to keep your feet planted in the right way. Yeah! The hip bone found the backbone. Every church must have good members with strong backbones, willing to stand up for what's right, willing to carry their share of the load. You're not gonna pray with me. The backbone will stand for what's right. If mother ain't with him, the backbone will stand. If your husband ain't with him, the backbone will stand. If your wife ain't with you, the backbone will stand. Yeah! Backbone found shoulder bones. The shoulder bones are the members of the church that are willing to reach back and get their brother and put him on their shoulder and carry him when he become weak. For the scripture said, the strong must bear the infirmity of the weak. Shoulder bones need arm bones, for they can reach out and get a brother that's fallen by the way. Reach out. Members are very important to the church. They give the hand bone the support for the body. The hand grips and holds when the storms of life are raging. The hand bone will hold on and rescue the perishing. The hand bone reached down and picked up the head bone, which is the pastor of the church. Yeah, the church can't function without a preacher. No matter how you try, you can raise a lot of money, but you ain't right if you ain't got a preacher. You can have a church full of folk every Sunday, but if you ain't right, unless you got a preacher. For the scripture says, where there is no vision, the preacher, the people perish. He said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Preachers got to catch on fire in the pulpit. Preachers got to burn, yeah, with the Holy Ghost fire. When preachers catch on fire, the pews will catch on fire. Yeah, the head bone needs some support, and that's the job of the neck bone. The neck bone is the deacon bone. The neck bone supports the head bone. If you got a big head and a weak neck, it'll fall all over. It won't hold itself up. Yeah! The neck bone has got to be a strong bone so it will support the head that it might walk upright. Yeah! Good God Almighty. And then when you get all the bones together, the church won't succeed because all you got is a skeleton. You got to keep on preaching, for you got to prophesy till muscles and tendons and fiber get in that bone and connect bones to bones, and muscles condemn those bones. The muscles are the auxiliaries in the church. The church needs strong auxiliaries that believe in the church, that are not working for themselves, that are not working to take all the money and dress it up and eat it up and have a good time. Yeah! The church needs muscles in the church, and then you need skin to cover those muscles. Yeah! And then after you get all of that, you got eyes, but you can't see. You got ears, but you can't hear. You got legs, but you can't walk. Oh, Lord, one more thing. I heard him. He said, son of man, prophesy to the four winds. Tell the wind. Oh, Lord, tell the wind to blow down in the valley. Oh, yeah. The wind is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. You need the Holy Ghost. Yeah! When the Holy Ghost came, yeah!
Tell them what happened, y'all.
Lord, Lord, call and see me up. Call down in the valley. Dry bones. Lord, dry bones. He said,
let me hear you say,
dry bones in the valley,
dry bones in the valley,
dry bones.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your money before you get it? Do you want the freedom to spend time with your family and friends? Welcome to The Perfect Key, formerly 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and start your own business. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be permanently removed. You have the opportunity to work from home with amazing free leadership training. You'll be able to get your own personalized website and software, make residual income with no background checks. I'm looking to help you leave a legacy for your family. 318-730-8441. Always remember, your credit does matter. It is not an option, it is a priority, and the perfect key.
The Perfect Key, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
The loss of a loved one can be devastating and painful, but recovery and transformation are possible through Soul Care Grief Coaching. They are here to help you through the pain with one-on-one coaching sessions by phone, online, or in person. Soul Care Grief Coaching, 318-794-0750. Online at www.soulcaregriefcoaching.com. Grief Coach Specialist Ernest Smith, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, supports you during your mourning and guides you into recovery. Don't let grief and depression have the last word in your life. Soul Care Grief Coaching. Coaching sessions available now.
I am Grief Coach Specialist Ernest Smith, and I want you to know that you are not alone.
Soul Care Grief Coaching is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. Just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. And I wanna be close to you. I lift my hands in prayer. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. So I will praise him while I can. This is my testimony. In all that I go through, somebody said, "Why?" I said, "Because praise is what I do." Because I am my hand. Somebody lift it.
My
somebody said, so the devil will hear you. Praise is who I am.
Suicide is the leading cause of death among school-aged youth. Warning signs of suicide include extreme mood swings, erratic sleep patterns, and talking about wanting to die or to kill oneself. Suicide is 100% preventable. Are we paying attention? If you or someone you know may be in crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255 or click on SaveSenla.com.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at kayt881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just roll with me and Fred. Knowing that what the Lord allows, it's already working for your good. What the Lord allows, it's what you need. Storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind and he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
what the Lord allows,
it's what you need.
What you need.
He's everything,
everything to you.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
Why his will and his way.
Just let the Lord come on in, and he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything, and he'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
is what you need,
is what you need.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
What the Lord allows
is what you need.
He is everything to you. Oh, God is
my everything.
My everything.
It's what you need.
It's what you need.
Oh, it's every little thing that I need with the
Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love is the new book from author John Hoffman. It's about faith that knows that God is with you and the atomic power of faith and love. Author John Hoffman shows us that because God's love is limitless, nothing can separate us from Him. Forgiveness and love are key factors in living the good life. The first part of Fearless Faith focuses on faith. You know, without it, it's impossible to please God. The second part is about love and forgiveness, both of which are not for others, but for you. Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love by author John Hoffman is for believers and those who don't know that they are yet. Available now at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, and iTunes. The video trailer can be seen on YouTube. Author John Hoffman is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Now in Alexandria, the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic at 711 Bolton Avenue. Dr. Paul Matthews is seeing patients suffering from neck, back, and joint pain from accidents or incidents. The phone number is 318-625-7103. The Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT.